The Gospel reading from Matthew. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and being given into marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew not that the flood was coming, and it swept them away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, and one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken, and one will be left. So keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would have not left his house and would not let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This is the gospel of grace.
Thanks be to God.
Please pray with me. God of hope, we gather together this morning with excitement and anticipation as we begin our journey to Bethlehem. And God, although we are excited with the promise of your Son, there are also so many things that make us anxious. We long for lasting peace in the midst of wars and disagreements. We long for harmony in our families. We long for cures and healings for our friends and our loved ones. We long for love and community. Now more than ever, we need your hope. God, you have promised that you will always be with us, and we believe it to be true. You have given us your Son, Jesus, our hope for the future. Help us keep our hearts and minds fixed on you in every situation that comes our way, be it joyful, fulfilling, or heartbreaking. God of hope, enter into this Advent season with the grace of joy and laughter. Dispel the darkness in our hearts and in our world. Let your love ignite the hope for which we long. And let us share your hope and love as you have shared them with us. Amen.
Some time back, I read about a Norwegian man who was awakened from his slumber one January night by the sound of a car engine starting outside of his bedroom window. Someone was trying to steal his VW Passat. Without hesitation, the man ran outside into the winter snow, wearing only his underwear, grabbed hold of the car door handle, and held on for dear life. As the thief took off in the car, the owner climbed up onto the roof, holding tight to the ski rack mounted on the top of the Passat. They went up to 90 kilometers per hour, 56 miles per hour, with the scantily clad owner astride the top of that Volkswagen, like a jockey astride a thoroughbred. And as if that were not enough, the owner then pulled an amazing action-adventure stunt. He used his bare knees to break out the back window of the Passat, climbed through the cab, fought the thief in the driver's seat, and managed to crash the car into a snowbank on the side of the road without injury. Commenting on the incident, the local police chief told Norway's TV2 News, "It's not something we would advise people to do. But now that he's done it, well, it's an incredible story." Bruce Willis would not have managed that, he said. Indeed, the man is now captain of his neighborhood watch program. Their slogan is, "Don't let them catch you underwears." That last part may or may not be altogether true. And Jesus said, understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour at which your Lord is coming. It's Advent 1, the first Sunday of the Advent season. Advent means coming, and Advent 1 always comes to get us ready. It comes to get us ready for the coming of the Lord. The scripture tells us that the Lord is breaking in. So we need to wake up. We need to be ready. During the Christmas season, we sing, "Oh, You Better Watch Out." On this first Sunday of Advent, we say, "Oh, we better wake up." Advent 1 tells us the Lord is coming like a thief in the middle of the night. Our spirits need to be alert. Our souls need to get ready. In the epistle lesson this morning, St. Paul tells us, it is far past time to wake up from the slumber of our sleep. For our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first became believers, he says. The night is far gone. The day is near. So take off the works of darkness, reveling, drunkenness, sexual immorality, and put on the armor of light. In other words, do not be caught underwears. Put on the clothes of Christ. Now, I know we are all church people here. And admonitions against drunkenness and revelry and fornication would seem to be better aimed at the Fidelt House over at TCU. Isn't that where the real sinning is? Amongst the fraternities and sororities, or down in the stockyards? Not in the church. But then I remember what William Sloan Coffin used to say. That there are some people who come to church to take their last stand against God. And I get that, for I went to seminary to do the very same thing. I do not doubt that there is someone here for whom these words from St. Paul are indeed a dire diagnosis, a warning about what your life could soon be coming to. You know that you've played a charade with that life long enough. The night is far gone. The day is coming when you're either going to turn things around and give your life over to God and get yourself clean, or the whole house of cards is going to finally fall in. That day is coming. Maybe that day is already here. Today is the Sunday of hope. And I keep thinking this week about an interview I saw earlier in the week of someone who grew up here, a son of this church, who also suffered from alcoholism for 30 plus years of his life. He was a high-powered lawyer and also a high-functioning alcoholic, which one of my good friends in the recovery world says is just another term for an alcoholic who hasn't died yet. This man is soon to be 4 years sober. He said in the interview that when he first began his sobriety, his sponsor asked him a question out of AA's big book. Do you believe that what worked for me will also work for you? He asked. He was speaking about God. No, came the man's answer. No, not because he didn't believe in the existence of God, but because of how much alcohol he knew he needed to drink every day. Well, do you hope what worked for me will work for you? The sponsor asked. Yes, that's all I can do, he said. Then that's enough, the sponsor answered. Because, and these are his exact words, hope is an equivalent to a willingness to believe. From the very beginning, in Adam, humanity has tried to hide itself from its guilt by, in Paul's words, putting on the works of darkness. We clothe ourselves in sin. We dull ourselves in drink. We console ourselves in sex. We clothe ourselves in isolation. We hide ourselves in shame. But I don't know whether it is the good news or the bad news or both. But the news this morning is this: we can't hide forever. Surely our sins will find us out, the scriptures say. Surely the day of revelation will come. And the question for us this morning is, will we be ready? Are we ready? There is a severe diagnosis and judgment in these Advent 1 texts this morning. But as always with God, there is both judgment and also salvation. For the text this morning asks of us some of the very most important life and death, living and dying, asleep or awake questions. Will we be ready? Do we want to be changed? Can we believe that we can be changed? Can we believe that we can be healed? Do we hope we can be? Scripture tells us today that this is enough. It is everything. And it is the promise that we have in Jesus Christ. A revelation that is liberation. And a judgment that is also, well, salvation. No, we cannot hide ourselves forever. God will surely come and find us out. And just like in the book of Genesis with Adam, God will come and find us and clothe us too. This is good news. As many of you know, it's my practice every year to include some reference to a Christmas carol in at least one sermon every Advent. I have two texts from which I preach leading up to Christmas, the Gospels and Dickens. This year, Dickens comes early. Do you remember how in A Christmas Carol, Dickens says Scrooge locked and double locked himself into his room on Christmas Eve? Ebenezer Scrooge locked everybody else out of his life but God. Well, God came and broke in. God picked the lock on his lonely life, and the one who was spiritually asleep was suddenly awakened. And the old Ebenezer Scrooge, who was so full of bitterness and despair on Christmas Eve, became the new Ebenezer Scrooge, so full of hope and living on Christmas morn. I will start anew, he said. I will make amends. I will make quite certain that the story ends on a note of hope, on a strong amen. And I'll thank the world and remember when I was able to begin again. This is the gospel of Charles Dickens. And even more so, it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. When Augustine of Hippo was about college age, he too lived a pretty wild and riotous life. He took a mistress and fathered a child outside of marriage. he turned his back on the church and in so doing broke his mother's heart. But when he grew up, he started contemplating the fruit of that life. What he had done and where he was going. And one day, while he was sitting in his garden thinking on these things, he heard the voice of a child in the garden next door singing a little children's song. "Take up and read. Take up and read," it said. Somehow, mysteriously, there was a book of Paul's letters before him, and Augustine took it up, randomly flipped open the book, and read the text from this morning's epistle, Romans chapter 13. "The night is far gone, the day is near. Take off the works of darkness, reveling, drunkenness, illicit sex, put on the clothes of Christ." Augustine's life changed that day almost completely. He and his then teenage son were both baptized. He became not only a Christian, but a priest and a bishop, and then even a saint. God broke into his life. He put on Christ. He was changed. Do you believe that what worked for him can work for you? Do you hope it can? It's Advent time. The days are growing shorter and the shadows longer. Our salvation is nearer to us now than ever before. And the thief will soon be at our door. This is good news. Let us arise and be ready. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one true God, Mother of us all, together all of God's people do say, Amen.